It's Thursday, March 16th, AD 2022. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Earlier this month, a Hindu village in India met to socially boycott two Christian families who refused to renounce their faith. The village banned the Christians from getting drinking water, purchasing groceries, and working in the village. The move comes after a village meeting last month when the community told 40 Christians to stop praying and to recant Jesus. Soon the number of Christians in the village dwindled to 12. One of the remaining Christians, Mohan Nishad, told International Christian Concern, quote, "I am not going to leave Jesus and convert back to Hindu religion. Even if I had to give up my life, I will, but I will not deny Jesus," end quote. Matthew 10, verses 32 and 33 says, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the U.S. Congress yesterday, asking for aid against the Russian invasion. Zelensky specifically asked for a no-fly zone over Ukraine.
Is there a lot to ask for to create a no-fly zone over Ukraine to save people? Is this too much to ask? Something that Russia would not be able to terrorize our free cities.
President Joe Biden has authorized $800 million in arms to Ukraine, including surface-to-air missiles, anti-armor weapons, and tactical drones. At the end of last month, the High Court of New Zealand ruled in favor of Christians who refused to receive the COVID-19 shot. The COVID shot mandate in question applied to police officers and New Zealand Defense Force personnel. The ruling noted that, quote, "an obligation to receive a vaccine which a person objects to because it has been tested on cells derived from a human fetus, potentially an aborted fetus, does involve a limitation on the manifestation of a religious belief in observing, practicing, or teaching of religion. It is grounded in a core principle of the particular Christian religion and the objection to abortion," end quote. More U.S. states are approving abortion bans similar to the heartbeat bill passed in Texas. On Monday, the Idaho House of Representatives passed an amendment to their heartbeat law, allowing private citizens to sue abortion providers. Now, the measure goes to the desk of Republican Governor Brad Little. In Tennessee, the State House Health Subcommittee passed the Human Life Protection Act. The bill now goes to full committee for consideration. Bill sponsor Republican Representative Rebecca Alexander said, quote, "This bill is modeled directly after the legislation passed in Texas last year. Since that bill has been passed, abortions have dropped 60% in Texas. It leaves enforcement up to private citizens through civil lawsuits instead of criminal prosecutors," end quote. The U.S. Senate passed a resolution on Tuesday to end the federal mask mandate for travelers on planes, trains, subways, and other forms of public transportation. The resolution now heads to the House. It is unclear, though, if Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will allow a vote on the matter. Last week, the Biden administration extended the mask mandate through April 18th. For the first time since 2018, the Federal Reserve raised its benchmark overnight interest rate from near 0%. This comes as prices are skyrocketing to levels not seen in four decades. The Federal Reserve projects inflation to rise to 4.3% this year, before falling to 2.3% in 2024. Economic growth is also projected to be 2.8%